Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat, Sassy Cat. And I heard a boo called a friendly reminder of the audio boo guidelines, community guidelines, and it was done by the Boo Magnet. And she had the comments disabled on her page. Otherwise, I was just going to type something up. But it was my experience that, and these are just my thoughts and my experience, nothing against the Boo Magnet or the Audio Boo community guidelines. But when I first joined up, I found a lot of adult stuff. How I found it, I don't know. And I remember reading the guidelines and I was thinking, wow, this is against the, you know, the TOS, and they're still here and people are making more. And then I thought, well, if they're not going to say anything, far be it from me to say anything. And then the whole copyright thing, I was thinking, wow, imagine if you had to. There's not enough hours in the day, I thought, that you can go through and say, oh, they're using this and they're using that. And I guess they're leaving it up to the members to do it, right? Then I was thinking, if it's not hurting anybody, then why say anything? If it's a negative, or if someone's, you know, harassing you and making your audio boo experience uncomfortable, then yes, by all means, report them. My personal opinion is, if it's not hurting anybody, you know, just keep walking. And but if somebody's leaving negative comments, because I was a victim of cyber stalking and cyber bullying, and for about 2 years, I want to say, I've had my experience with reporting people for copyright issues, audio, using my audio without my permission. WordPress did close down their account for, I think, 24 hours or till whenever they took it down. For the most part, I know people have used some of my audio here on Audio Boo. I don't have a problem with it. However, if it's done in a negative manner, or if it's twisted outside the means in which I had intended it to be, then yes, I'm going to report that person because they piss me off. And I can't stress enough that if someone is, you know, trying to intimidate you or bullying you online, or especially here in the audio boo community, to say something. But for me personally, if I hear somebody, and I've heard other people do, you know, and I think I'm guilty of it too, uploading music and sharing it, and far be it from me to do it, to tattle on someone, because it's just, I don't know, it just is too much work. And I think a lot of it falls through the cracks, unless it's, you know, really hurting someone, or, if you're talking about, drugs or drinking, and I know I've done my fair share of, drinking booze out at the bar, but I look at it as if, you really need to look at the person behind their audio if you're going to follow them. And I may follow some people, and I may not believe in the same thing they believe in, and or agree with their stuff. You listen to it. And that's why I try to put as much information in my audio booths as I can, so that it gives the listener an option. Oh, she's going to talk about religion, I'm not going to listen. And they move on. Or she's talking, you know, to her man child. Well, I'm a fan of the man child, so I'm going to listen. That kind of thing, you know. so it gives an idea of what I'm going to be talking about. But I'm not going to go and report somebody because they're, and especially if I hear somebody else's audio, unless I know the story behind it, I'm not going to, that's just me. I'm just not going to. So those are just my thoughts. Nothing against anybody. I just had to share them to get them out of my head so they don't bump into other thoughts that are floating around in there. Happy Saturday, people. Laterness.